The original deadline for a plan to get Fairbanks into compliance with federal air quality standards came and went last December as the state struggled to generate measures to reduce smoke from wood and coal burning. The new December 2014 due date is the result of a lawsuit brought against the Environmental Protection Agency by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Cindy Heil, a Department of Environmental Conservation Air Program Manager, says a case ruling required the EPA to enforce fine particulate pollution regulations under a different part of the Clean Air Act.
So they have now tried to make it consistent for everybody, is giving us and the other portions of the United States that have non-attainment areas new deadlines to work for.
The extra time comes with a hitch. Heil says the section of the act now being used requires more in-depth consideration of means to address Fairbanks pollution.
We have to show reasonable available control technology on our point sources and that we are taking all reasonable available control measures.
Heil says the new section also requires looking at additional sources of fine particulates. Fairbanks wintertime air pollution is primarily attributed to wood and coal burning, but Heil says the state now also has to look at so-called precursor emissions from other sources that can transform into PM2.5 in the atmosphere.
We now have to identify all those precursors, and either we have to show that they're not a major problem or they are a problem and how we would deal with them.
Heil says research indicates precursor emissions are not a significant contributor to Fairbanks fine particulate pollution. The state is in the process of taking public comment on proposed air quality control measures, and Heil says the DEC anticipates having a plan into the EPA next summer, 6 months ahead of the new deadline. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.